another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every clean, unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Amen. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, I am no widow, I shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth, notice this, who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, who are doing that? All of them. Every last one of them. Amen. Shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Stand afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, the great city of Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. And merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth her merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, all the fine wood, all manner of vessels of ivory, all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. And the fruit of thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which are dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment and weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, the great city was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is likened to this great city? They cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas! That great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in one hour she's made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone and a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with great violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. and the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeteers shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were great men of the earth. There it is again. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. The church is going up, and Babylon's going down. Amen. You don't realize it, but Babylon is still very much in play today in this world. You see, we don't know what's going on under the surface and behind the scenes. Amen. You see, Babylon one time had a great ruler by the name of Nimrod, and his mother was named Semiramis. And according to the fathers and the raven, Shem killed Nimrod. And Semiramis' mother started a new religion that worshipped a woman with the babe in arms. Amen. About that same time, the earth was divided, and all of the confused tongues that tried to build that tower found themselves floating on continents with great seas dividing them. But they held on to their religion. They built pyramids just like the one that they built in Babylon, the Tower of Babel. Original Babylon. They worshipped a woman with a babe in arms just like the one at Babylon. Many of them participated in human sacrifice. But then Nimrod was a great hunter of the souls of men. They found pyramids among the Mayans in South America, much like the ones in Babel. Much like the ones in Egypt. They found pyramids among the Aztecs in Mexico. Amen. Much like the ones over there. However, where did they learn that? They got it from Babylon. Amen. Babylon. Amen. Christianity came along. A corrupted Christianity fostered itself into the society of Rome at the 300th century. Amen. And Constantine took the temples away from the Christians and gave from the heathen and gave them to the Christians. The heathen only came back to their own temples and named their deities Bible names. The woman in arm with babe in arms was called Mary. Amen. In various other religions of the world, she was called Esther. Astarte, amen, and many other feminine names throughout the world, amen. Their religions became scattered throughout the world and penetrating society throughout the world. And then, amen, somewhere along in the Renaissance period, there came a group of guys that decided that they would form a fraternity of sorts. First, it was a group of masons, regular stonemasons and brick masons in England. They got together. They formed a fraternity. Amen. With secret oaths and secrets among themselves. In order to get money and gain monetary power in the world, they scoured all the religions of the earth and at one time had as high as 61 different degrees of Freemasonry. Amen. With the oaths and rites of all false religion which came from Babylon as their rites and oaths. Amen. In process of time, they deleted nearly 30 degrees and fell upon 33 degrees in Freemasonry. Amen. Last one, you could become a full-fledged Mason with a 33rd degree, amen, and an oath that swears by Allah, the God of the Muslim, that if you divulge any of these oaths or any of the former secrets, that you'd be flayed on the bottom of the feet, amen, and condemned to walk the Sahara until you were consumed by the plague. You'd already relinquished by the time you became a full-fledged Freemason, having gone through all the rites. You'd already relinquished all of the so-called superstition of the former rites that smacked of Christianity, insomuch that some thought that they were Christian, a Christian denomination. Some preachers thought it was a Christian fraternity. Amen. But it's not. Amen. You see, it's not a Christian fraternity because everybody can't join. When they first started out, a slave couldn't join. They first started out, a person under 18 years old couldn't join. A woman couldn't join. Amen. It was just men 21 years old and up that could join. Is that Christian that only lets a few men in? The Bible said, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. A man could belong to Freemasonry. He couldn't even tell his wife the secrets. He sworn not to tell the secrets. And then they founded the Order of the Eastern Star. It was a woman factor. Amen. A young person's preliminary initiation. Amen. That you could belong to, called the Demolay. Amen. Get the young people started real early. Where did they get all these rites that they had? Where did they get all these bloody oaths? Where did they get all of these fraternities? Amen. And all of these secrets, they scoured them from all the religions of the earth. Amen. Which came from Babylon. Now, what you don't know about what went on in Washington in the last year is there was something already, amen, gone on that you didn't even know about. And that is that everybody in Washington that made it up to the top high enough had already gone through the degrees, or they wouldn't even have been where they are. You can't even get elected to any high political office unless you are already saturated in the rites of Babylon. You start out as a poor little old apprentice mason, and you swear by no less a penalty that your throat be cut across and your tongue be jerked out by the roots. Amen. If you divulge any of these of the former secrets of the order, they don't tell you the oath till they read it to you a line at a time, behind closed doors, with a blindfold on and a rope around your neck. Amen. The second degree of Freemasonry, amen, you swear under no less a penalty that your heart be torn out. And so the signal for the first degree is this. The signal for the second degree is this. The third degree, which is a master mason, you swear under no less a penalty than your insides be tore out. And that degree, the signal is that. Your arm in the shape of a square. Amen. And you go through the... And they know what you are. Amen. And they are sworn when you get as high as a master mason to go to the aid of a fellow master mason, whether he be right or wrong, murder and treason excepted. In the eighth degree, which is a royal arch degree of a Scottish rite, a Freemasonry, amen, you swear to go to the aid of a fellow mason, whether he be right or wrong, murder and treason not excepted. Now you know why people get away with things in public. I mean felonies, misdemeanors, even murder. Amen. Even treason. When they would bury me or Dale back there under the jail and pour concrete on top of us. Amen. They look for loopholes for the fraternity. They slap their hands and talk big and do nothing. Amen. And that's what's happened in Washington in the last year. Ladies and gentlemen, now you know the rest of the story. Amen. And it's going to go on until time comes to an end. And some of these days, the men that have lived in this prosperity and rejoiced in this security, amen, and taken refuge in their secrets and their oaths and their fraternities, and left the poor little old ignorant, untaught Christian as a pawn in the game. They make a big hullabaloo about you getting out and voting. You don't have much choice in any election. All of them are members of the fraternity. They're trilateralists. Amen. Amen. Sons of light, if you please. Amen. If they're not a little a beginner or a master mason, you see, a master mason swears that he will not cohabit with a fellow master mason's wife. What about a poor little apprentice wife? What about anybody else's wife or daughter? Amen. And once you get up a little higher, you're safe. No matter who you cohabit with, no matter what you do, they have to go to your aid to the end of their tow rope. The tow rope is variously estimated to be from 20 to 40 miles. They swear to walk through the snow barefooted for that far to go to the aid of a fellow mason. Amen. All of these little boy games that's being played around, amen, that get you in to the ground floor in the political arena. Amen. Because nobody makes it unless they go through the degrees. You got to pay your dues. Amen. Oh, you say, I know good people in politics. Amen. I'll tell you why they're good. It's because they renounced their oaths after they got started. They renounced their wicked sworn statements after they got started. Amen. Yes, Babylon is in control today. Babylon is still running the show today, even in the United States of America. The God of this world is still in control. Amen. And that's the devil. Oh, he's put on different clothes. He's put on the respectable clothing and even claims the name of being a Christian fraternity. And so some of our friends, amen, through the years I've known were members of the order. Chaplains in the lodge. Amen. Gone to seed on ignorance, if you please. Amen. Yeah, I mean, people that I've known and you've known and gone to church with through the years, amen, they're pulling no strings up there. They're pulling no strings at the courthouse. They're pulling no strings in politics everywhere. They're looking for the advantages. Amen. I talked to one friend here in town, and I've known for 43 years. Amen. He said the reason he joined Freemasonry was because his grandpa told him that it'd make him a better man. He said he didn't remain in Freemasonry for a monetary advantage or for business advantage. He's lying. But then they can lie and get by with it. They can lie in politics and get by with it. They can shade the truth any way they want to and get by with it. Did you ever wonder why fellows, I mean old guys all know better, amen, get caught and stuff and make the headlines, amen, and after a while you don't hear any more about it? We'd wind up serving years in prison. Fellow I knew in Pentecost out east, amen, kiting checks, and had been doing it for a long time. What was he doing? He was hiding behind his membership, his fraternity. Amen. Finally, the banks couldn't do anything else but bring charges. He had to go to court. Amen. People of God couldn't pray him out of it no longer. He went to the penitentiary and spent 3 years in jail. But if he hadn't have been a Mason, amen, he didn't spend all of 3 years. He got out on parole. If he hadn't have been a Mason, if he'd have been just a little old John Doe Christian, he'd have still been there. But they look out for each other. Amen. They take care of each other. Amen. It don't matter. Amen. Oh, if you betray them, they'll find ways to cut you down. Joseph Smith, the head of the Mormon church, amen, had copied all of his initiations and rites from Freemasonry, of which he was a member, which was the equivalent of betraying those secrets. Amen. When Joseph Smith was making his jail break in Nauvoo, Illinois, amen, he climbed out the window. He was quoting the distress signal of Freemasonry. He thought that would get him off, but he had betrayed his oaths and he had betrayed his fraternity. And even though he was crying out as he climbed through the window, "Is there no mercy for this widow's son? Oh my God, is there no mercy for this widow's son," which is international distress signal for Freemasonry. They shot him dead anyhow. And Brigham Young took his place. Back then they had ways of taking care of those that betrayed their secrets. Amen. One they buried in the Niagara, or drowned in the Niagara River. Amen. Now they tunnel under. They've gone into hiding. They're a little more secretive. They resort to other ways. Amen. A few years ago when I revealed some of these secrets behind the pulpit right here, a brother here in the church said, "Whatever you do, don't tell them that I told you these things." Because he said, all the doctors and all the lawyers and all the policemen in Hamilton are Masons. And he said, "They would ramrod me if I got as much as a traffic ticket." That's how serious they take their oaths. He was scared to death. Amen. That they would find out or think or suppose that maybe he told me. See, it wasn't him. It was another Pentecostal preacher. that told me some of them. But that wasn't a half of it. I just ordered the books, amen, from Chicago, written by Freemasons, amen, and read them all. And you can find out all their secrets today. Except for the fact that when things goes on like they've gone on in Washington, we wonder what in the world is wrong with America. The same thing that's always been wrong with America. Babylon is running the show behind the scenes. I'm glad for old time religion, aren't you? I'm glad, praise God, that we can hide in the blood when the storm is raging high. We can hide in the blood till the dangers pass us by. There's one thing, brother, that the Freemasons can't beat, and that's death's rap. It's coming all of them, and Babylon's going to die, and Babylon's going down, but the church is going up. I don't say this to say that I don't love many people that are Freemasons. They're just sinners like anybody else, need to get saved. Amen. And it's our business. I don't talk about this very often because it's our business to try to win everybody to God that we can. Amen. Regardless of what fraternity they belong to. I'm against all fraternities. In fact, college fraternities, university fraternities, beer-drinking fraternities, sex fraternities, amen, secret orders, whether it's the monkeys, the goose, or the gabaloose, amen. I'm against all Freemasonry and all fraternities because they steal your money and take your time from God, and they can't help you in your hour of death. Amen. John R. Rice wrote in his little book, in fact, that's probably the only book you ever need to read about Freemasonry, John R. Rice, a little book that you can still get. Amen. And he told about the brother that was laying a dying, and the Grand Master came to his side, and he said, "Oh, worshipful Master, you told me wrong. I'm dying and going to hell. You told me wrong. You told me wrong." Amen. Because, you see, it's not a Christian order. It's Babylon. Christians don't have to swear bloody oaths to be a child of God. Our Bible says, swear not at all. Amen. You don't have to swear if you're a child of God. Amen. You can say it if you're really a Christian. Amen. Because you quit lying when you got saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh yes, the reason some don't make it is because they ain't never quit lying yet. Some don't make it because they ain't never decided to keep their word yet. Some can't make it because they never have decided to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth yet. I tell you something. You say something that's wrong, you tell lies and don't keep your word, and then come back to the altar, I don't care how much you claim to get, unless you make it right, once you become an enlightened child of God, you're going to split hell wide open. Amen. All liars shall have their part in a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. You get right with God, get sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Amen. I mean, your word will be good. You say, I'll be there. You'll be there. Or you'll be making an apology or a phone call, one or the other. Amen. You say you'll be there. You'll be there, the Lord willing. Because Christians keep their word. Children of God tell the truth. You stand up here as a Christian and say, I'm going to be with this woman till death us do part, God's going to hold you to that. You stand up here and say, I take you to be my lawful wedded husband. Amen. In 6 months you already shacking up with another one. Amen. God's going to hold you to that. Amen. You can't lie and be a child of God. You can't make promises to God and not keep them neither, and go to heaven. You're going to have to make things right with God. Amen. Reason people lie is to make it easy on themselves. The reason people join fraternities to make it easy on themselves. The reason people join false religions and false fraternities that won't help your soul is to make it easy on themselves. The reason people leave a holiness church and accept one that don't have any standard is to make it easy on themselves. Anything's good enough to live by. You say, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and pick you out one. Any old religion's good enough to live by, but it's going to take an experience with God to die right. Let's stand and pray. Father, touch our lives, O Lord God, our hearts, our minds, our souls, our very being, Father, in Jesus' name, to the glory of our God and to the praise of our Christ. Amen. We ask in Jesus' name that you help us as Christians to go forward in truth and righteousness and purity and power. Amen. Help us to have that which God can honor. Forgive us of our failures. Forgive us our unworthiness. Forgive us, Lord God, wherein we fail. I pray, Lord God, draw us close to you for the glory of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.